So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. Welcome back to the Vegan Fitness Podcast. I'm excited for this episode and to deliver the goods for you. Had an amazing, productive day so far, crushed my workout, and felt like talking about nutrition. Five vegan meals for fat loss that make your fat loss journey as a vegan much easier. If you want more episodes like this, more contents like this, where I go into the tactics, into the specifics of what meals work best for fat loss, then don't hesitate to let me know on Instagram. That's the best way to communicate on this podcast platform, to send me a DM there at Fritz_Horstmann. Or you can also just leave a rating review for the podcast and let me know there. I would say you can get started right away. When it comes to fat loss on a plant-based diet, nutrition is more key than ever, right? So when you want to lose fat on a vegan diet, it's easy, but not, like, it's simple, but not easy, okay? That's important to understand. It's simple, but not easy. And once you understand how to structure your vegan meals, then fat loss really becomes effortless because you're satisfied all day, you have energy, and you have a good workout performance and performance in general, and you're also enjoying your meals. So if you learn this, then fat loss becomes easy. If you don't learn it, if you keep yourself in the dark and just experiment with things and how to put together meals and just throwing together random foods, then it won't be easy. It will be very hard to see results. But all this talk, let's get into the five meals for vegan fat loss. My favorites, those are five of my favorites that I go to when I'm on a fat loss diet, when I'm dieting, get really shredded, to get lean, to get toned. I go to these to make my life easier, to make my diet easier. Okay, so if you enjoy this, then let me know. So the first meal, I want to start with breakfast. Before we dive into the first meal, actually, Fritz, what about intermittent fasting? Do you believe in that? Does it work? Do I have to do it? Intermittent fasting works. Yes, it's fun. It makes your diet easier, but it's not needed to see results. So I'm personally a fan of breakfast. For me personally, for my lifestyle, for my day-to-day structure, I think it makes sense for me. And that's also what I would say to you. If you're curious about it, I would always say it depends on your lifestyle, right? So for some people it may work great, for some people it won't. So that's why it depends on that end. But for breakfast, what is my favorite meal there for fat loss? Basically, it's protein porridge / oatmeal, protein oatmeal. I'm always confused, like, which one is correct. Like, do you say porridge or do you say oatmeal? Not entirely sure. But basically, oats with protein powder mixed together with hot water on top of boiling water. Super simple. Like, you don't need to, like, put it in a pot and put it on a stove. You can just put the oats in the bowl, put the protein powder in the bowl, and pour some hot water over it. That's how you do oatmeal, in my opinion. Super easy. No microwave needed and no stove needed. So that's how you do it. That's how I actually eat my oatmeal when I'm traveling and I don't have no access for breakfast. If I'm in nature, for example, of course, you gotta have electricity for hot water. But you know what I mean? Like, it's an easy breakfast on the go when you're traveling. So do you call it porridge or oatmeal? Please let me know. I am not sure, but that's the baseline, and then on top, of course, fruit. I like raspberries on top, frozen raspberries on top that melt into the warm oatmeal the best. That's the best right there. Plus some soy yogurt as well for a little bit of fat. I used to add peanut butter as well, but I want to save the fat a bit for later on in the day. And I feel like it's too heavy at times in the morning. So that's why I like soy yogurt more, because it also has some fat in there. So if you can get your hands on soy yogurt, then definitely go ahead and put it on top. Makes the taste even better. Adds more protein and just awesome. So why this breakfast? You might wonder. Pretty straightforward. It's easy to make. Takes me 5 minutes. So it's very quick. It's also very macro efficient. So you have a very good amount of protein, right? I do 2 scoops of protein powder in there. Of course, your protein has to taste great. If it doesn't taste great, then yeah, you're in for a ride. So I always encourage to find protein powder you enjoy consuming. So Biotech is my favorite one. For example, Biotech vegan protein is my absolute favorite after trying millions of protein powders, you could say. Gives a nice taste to the protein, to the oats. So you have protein in there, you have carbs from the oats, like slow digesting carbs. You have fiber in there, which makes you feel satisfied. And it's also very tasty. So this combination satisfies you for hours. I find being satisfied for up to 5 hours after the breakfast, which is very, very good. Okay. Most of the time, vegans, they just eat some fruit for breakfast or whatever, or just oats without protein powder. And 2 hours later, they're already hungry again. If you can relate, then let me know. So that is the reason. Very satisfying, optimal macronutrient distribution. And yeah, easy, right? So satisfaction, that's like being satiated from your diet, of course, is super crucial for your results. That's what I want to lay the baseline for breakfast. When I'm satisfied there, I have a good start into the day and I can just win the day, okay? And that's the only breakfast option that made this list, because it's the only breakfast I eat, okay? So that's important to understand. Second favorite meal for fat loss is pretty straightforward for lunch this time. So basically veggies plus fake meat plus mustard. Okay, so the veggies could be anything. I like to go for broccoli, spinach, kale, like these things are very high in nutrient density, cauliflower, right? But in the end, could be anything. Fake meat that is based mostly on, it doesn't really matter, on gluten or on soy. So it can be seitan, or can be like a fake vegan chicken that you can buy in a store. And that way you get your protein. And the mustard is just my favorite. I know many people, like for mustard, it's like either they hate it, people hate it, or they love it. So I love it personally, especially in a diet. So tasty and gives like a good, gives a good taste to the meals. So this meal is high volume because of the veggies, satisfying, and macronutrient optimized because of the fake meat, right? Which is high protein. And also it's lower in carb, not super low in carb, but lower in carb, which basically means it also will satisfy me, but won't make me crash for lunch. Most of the time when you crash for lunch, meaning your energy goes down, it means you just ate a ton of carbs and fiber that are very heavy on your stomach. If you keep it light lunch, then you're able to have energy, be satisfied, and not have a crash in productivity, which most of you, of course, want to avoid, right? So that's that. It's for lunch. That's my favorite. You can also add some beans in there if you want to add a little bit of more satiety, but that's like a good choice. Another lunch I like is salad with falafel. So basically just a bunch of salad, like spinach or kale, or romaine lettuce, like as a base, some tomatoes in there, some other veggies, and some falafel on top, homemade falafel out of chickpeas and gluten powder. There's a recipe I have. You can also find this on my Instagram page. You can just mash this together, put into your oven for 15 minutes, and then you have high protein falafels, which are very tasty, satisfying again, and very macronutrient efficient. It's one of the best recipes you can get. Plus, the gluten plus chickpea combination is the optimal amino acid combination, because what gluten is missing, chickpeas have, and the other way around. That way you have the optimal amino acid profile to trigger muscle protein synthesis to get those gains. Okay, so another favorite lunch of mine. Let's go to dinner, which is the fourth meal. Basically potatoes as a base, and then tofu scramble and spinach. So good. Like, that is good. What do I do? So for just to recap, for breakfast, what is the mindset I'm taking on? For breakfast, I want to be satisfied, but for like 4 or 5 hours, have a good start into the day, but not feel too full, right? For lunch, I want to keep it light as well, be satisfied and not have this productivity crash. And for dinner, I'm going all out. So I'm eating my favorite things, very high carb, because afterwards, not much more is happening. You're probably going to sleep or relaxing. So that's why I can have a bit more of a crash, you could say, or just something to look forward to, right? Most of the time, I save my calories and my preferences for the evening to indulge, to enjoy. So big plate of potatoes, like potato wedges from the oven, with some tofu scramble, and spinach has a great combination of carbs from the potatoes, fats and protein from the tofu, and veggie source from spinach. Also, it's quick and easy, and just a great way to end the day. Also, what I'm also thinking about with my mindset when it comes to protein, I'm thinking, okay, what protein source did I have today so far? Okay, so breakfast, protein powder. Lunch, let's say I had like a soy-based fake meat. Then for dinner, I would like to have a more gluten-based protein source. So it could be seitan instead of tofu scramble. Or if it's the other way around. So see, I always switch out the different protein sources. So I have different protein sources throughout the day, so I can get a good amino acid profile. Okay. And the fifth favorite meal is basically lentil pasta with veggies, tomato sauce, and tahini, which is super simple. You just cook the lentil pasta, which is very high in protein, one of my favorite pastas. And just in itself is very, very good in macros. If you just add like a sauce on there, some veggies, some tahini for some extra creaminess, it's one of my favorite meals. Has all the macros you need, and is very satisfying as well. So when you want to structure your day, structure your meals, you want to look at how can I make my meals satisfying without crashing my energy, right? And having fun, having things to look forward to, right? So for example, I wouldn't pull the lentil pasta towards lunch. I mean, you can do it in the end, doesn't really matter, right? But it's just, it makes me crash, and also I have not much more to look forward to. So I much rather have a salad for lunch while I'm busy anyway with work, right? Like being productive and getting stuff done. And then in dinner, like really indulge into my meal instead of indulging for lunch, then crashing, not being as productive, and then just having a salad for dinner, which is something I just don't like, my personal preference. So that's how I structure my days, and also a few of my favorite meals. I could go on and on, right? But those are my go-to ones. Those are the ones that helped me get really lean on my last diet, because having consistency, having routine in your meals is also super crucial for you to get results. So simple, yet so effective. I bet with you that these meals will blow all of the eat the rainbow bullets out of the water instead of nutrient, in terms of nutrient distribution. These are very dense in nutrition, not just macros, but also micros. So hopefully you found this helpful as an inspiration for you. If you actually want to have help in your vegan diet, your vegan nutrition, you're not sure, okay, how do I set it up so I can lose fat on a plant-based diet and overcome my plateau, then I can help. We've coached hundreds of vegans by now to do just that, to set up their plant-based nutrition for results so the confusion goes away, so the overwhelm goes away, and you're just getting results. People come in, they're like, week one, two, like, wow, this, I'm eating more than I did before and I'm losing fat. Like, what's going on? What's the magic? If you want to have this magic as well, if you want to experience that, then you can actually apply for coaching and jump on a free call with me or one of my team members to talk about that, about your current situation, where you stand, and where you want to go with your fitness goals. All you got to do is go to callwithfritz.com to book your free call with, like I said, me or one of my team members. The call is entirely for free, so nothing to worry about. Just go to the website, callwithfritz.com, and book it, and we'll be there to support you. So thank you so much for listening, for giving me your attention. I'm excited for what's to come for this podcast. If you're excited too and you like the episode so far, then I encourage you to leave a rating and review on iTunes. That way we can grow this podcast and help more people get in shape on a plant-based diet. So thanks so much. Let's keep getting those gains and save the planet. Talk soon. Bye-bye. Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.